بيس نون بيس أمد بيس So we saw yesterday the machloikus between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, the second one, very, very similar to the machloikus with regard to Netilas Yadayim and pouring out a case of wine. We saw also a machloikus, like whether you should put the towel on the table or the keses, for reasons very similar to the first machloikus. So I think we're up to the new sugya, which is on the first wide line. Not the widest lines, the average lines. Beis Shammai Omrim Mechabdin Es Habayis. There was a question. Mechabdin means to clean up, to sweep up the floor. So we're talking about after the meal, where they were going to do Mayim Achroinim. And the question was, should you first do Mayim Achroinim and then sweep up the floor? Or should you sweep up the floor and then do my machronim? Now, why would it make a difference? Says the Gemara, Beis Shammai Omrim Mechabdin, Tana Rabbanan, Beis Shammai Omrim Mechabdin Es Habayis V'achar Kach Noitlin L'Yodayim. You should first sweep up the floor, meaning there might well be leftover pieces of food on the floor having dropped there during the meal. Again, as we mentioned many times, Bifrat, in the times of Chazal, where the eating habits were very different. They basically used to eat at a couch, not necessarily at a table. Therefore, there is even more likely to be food on the floor. But either way, there could be food on the floor. Says Beis Shammai, you should therefore first sweep up the floor. V'achar kach, noitlin liyodayim. And only then should you wash your hands. This is referring to mayim achrayinim. Why? Because if you will say that you should first wash your hands and only afterwards sweep up the floor, nimso, it will turn out that atom mafsid es ha'oichlin. You might therefore be ruining food, because when you pour the mayim achrayim over your fingers, if you look at Rashi, Rashi said mafsid es ha'oichlin. Shemayim achroinim nitozin alehen. Mayim achroinim might well splash on them, meaning on the leftover food which is on the floor. V'nim osim, and they will become spoiled. So therefore, rather sweep up the floor, remove any leftover food, so that you shouldn't run into this chashash of pouring water over the leftover food, which will spoil them. Avol. Netilas Yodayim. Now these words are a little bit controversial. At least there is a discussion whether the Girsa is correct, and you'll see why. Because the Gemara says, Avo Netilas Yodayim Lebeis Shammai Tchilo, to do Netilas Yodayim first, meaning before you sweep up, Lois Svir Elohu, he does not hold that to be correct. My time, Mishum Pirurin, because of the crumbs that are left over. So why is that line controversial? Not that we don't understand it, but rather it doesn't seem to be adding anything to that which we just said in the previous line. We've just said that Beis Shammai says you should first sweep up the floor because you don't want to pour water over the floor if there's still food there. And then he says, and don't wash your hands first. Why? Because of pirurim, because of crumbs. Well, basically just repeating the same thing. We're saying the same thing twice. So if you look, there's a little aleph there, and it refers you to the Bach, and he brings some girsoi, say you should miss out that line. That text is incorrect. Again, not because the halacha is not true, it's just repetitious. Says the Gemara, that is the opinion of Beis Shammai. Ubeis Hillel Oimrim. But no, I disagree. Why? Because im Shamish Talmud Chochem, if the person assisting, the waiter, if the person assisting is a Talmud Chacham, who noitel pirurin sheyesh bohen kazayis. If he's a Talmud Chacham, he will know to first remove any crumbs that have a kazayis in them from the floor. Umeiniach, and he will only leave over pirurim she'ein bohen kazayis. In other words, the halacha of hefsed oichlin applies mi'ikar adin only when there is a kazayis of pas left over on the floor. So what was Beis Shammai concerned about? That if I do my machroinim, so you're going to pour the water over your hands, it might then splash onto the floor. There could be bread on the floor, which will become spoiled. Says Beis Shammai, I'm not concerned about that, because let's hope that the shamash, the waiter, will be a Talmud Chacham. And if he's a Talmud Chacham, he'll know you shouldn't be leaving pieces of food like that, kashir kazayas, on the floor anyway. And the only pieces that he'll leave behind is less than a kazayas. Less than a kazayas. There's no concern anyway of hefsed oichlin. Says the Gemara, mesayei alei l'Rabbi Yochanan. So Beis Hillel's opinion would be a support, a proof to the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan. Why? What did Rabbi Yochanan say? Dom Rabbi Yochanan, pirurin she'ein bohem kezayis muter la'abdon. Rabbi Yochanan also said that if you have crumbs that are less than a kezayis, then mi'ikradin, you're allowed to throw them out. So Beis Hillel's position seems to support that. And that's why Beis Hillel said that I'm not concerned with my machronim spoiling food, because the waiter, who is a Talmud Chacham, will remove the pieces of food. But which pieces of food? So Beis Hillel clearly stipulated he'll remove those pieces of food which have a shir kazayis, which therefore is a backup to Rabbi Yochanan's opinion, because Rabbi Yochanan also said that there is only an issue of ruining food if it is a kazayis. If, by the way, if you have a look quickly at Tosfos, at the third Tosfos, Dibur Hamaschil Pirurin, Pirurin the less bu kazayis mutala abdon beyad, Miu says Tosfos, however, kosher la'aniyusa. It is still considered severe with regard to poverty, meaning even though technically there's no issa, the issa of hefsed oichlin indeed only applies to bread that has a kazayis. But nonetheless, it is not a recommended thing to do, because if somebody ruins pieces of bread, even if they are less kazayis, the Gemara says in Beperek Kol Habosa, which is the eighth perek of Chulin, that chas v'sholem, that can bring about poverty. So we must therefore...
A negative segula.
Correct. We must therefore distinguish between pieces that have a kazayis that are forbidden to be ruined. Pieces that are less than a kazayis, technically you are allowed to discard them. However, it is not considered a recommended thing to do. A person can become an oni. Halacha lemaisa, if, by the way, on a regular meal, you have bread left over and there's a little crumb, then technically speaking, again, if it's less than a kazayis, it can be thrown out. If it's more than that, then you should throw it out only if it's wrapped first. Says the Gemara, b'maika miflugi. So what now is the machlokes between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai? Whenever the Gemara says b'mai kamiflagi, the key letter there is the base. B'mai kamiflagi. Not what is the machlokes, but about what are they arguing. In other words, what is the hezba, what is the shayrish of this machlokes? We know very well what Beis Hillel says. We know very well what Beis Shammai say. So what is the basis? B'mai kamiflagi. Says the Gemara, I'll tell you exactly what the machlokes is. Beis Hillel Savri, Savri again in the plural because it's Beis Hillel. Beis Hillel Savri, Osur Lehishtamesh B'shamash Amoritz. Beis Hillel says you are not allowed to use the services of an ignorant waiter. You should not employ a shamash, a waiter, an assistant who's an Amoritz. If that's the case, by definition, who will your shamash be? Your shamash will necessarily be a Talmud Chacham. And if it's a Talmud Chacham, then there's no concern that there'll be large pieces of bread lying around, because a Talmud Chacham knows those have to be removed. However, Obey Shammai Savri, Muta Lehishtamesh B'Shamash Am Ha'aretz. Beis Shammai disagrees, and this therefore is the basis of the Machlokes. Beis Shammai say that it's absolutely no problem to use the services of a waiter who is an Amoretz. There really therefore does exist the concern that there could be pieces of bread on the floor which are actually more than a kazayis. If there are more than a kazayis, that's why Beis Shammai says you should first sweep up the floor, because I cannot rely on the expertise of the waiter to pick up the pieces which are more than a kazayis, because he's not a Talmud Chacham. Beis Hillel says he is a Talmud Chacham. How do I know? Because I'm not allowed to employ the services of somebody who isn't a Talmud Chacham. Says the Gemara. Oma Rabbi Yosi Bar Chanina Oma Rav Huna. Bekulei Pirkei Nahalacha K'Beis Hillel. In all of our perek, and as we know as a general rule, the halacha follows the opinion of Beis Hillel. Bar Miho. Except for this particular halacha. This particular halacha we do not go with the opinion of Beis Hillel. Rather, we adopt the stance of Beis Shammai, and presumably the reason is, again, because we hold that you are allowed to use a shamash who's an Amaretz. So therefore, we're paskining like Beis Shammai. If you're allowed to use a waiter who is an Amaretz, therefore you cannot be guaranteed that everything will be swept up from the floor first. There might well be a piece of bread on the food on the floor, which is more than a kazayis, and if you do, my machreinim, over that, they might well become spoiled. So the Gemara says again, "Bekula perikin alacha k'beis hillel." Bar means except, meha for this particular halacha, because over here the halacha k'beis shamay. But v'reb oishia masni ipcha. What does that mean, masni ipcha? He had a reverse text. Look at Rashi quickly. Rashi says, Masni Ipcha, Mapich, he reverses Bahach Sefer, the Beis Shammai le Beis Hillel, or the Beis Hillel le Beis Shammai. He has an alternative, in fact, reverse Girsa, that with regard to sweeping up the floor, etc., etc., what we have in the name of Beis Shammai, he has in the name of Beis Hillel. What we have in the name of Beis Hillel, he has in the name of Beis Shammai. Therefore, V'kova Bohonami Halacha K'Beis Hillel. So it means there's no machlekas la halacha. Everybody agrees that the waiter can be an Amoretz. And therefore, you better sweep up the floor before you do my machreinim. The question is that the opinion of Beis Shammai or is that the opinion of Beis Hillel? Fine, but in the final analysis, it doesn't make a difference. Because if that is the opinion of Beis Shammai, the girsa that we have, then indeed, in this particular case, we pass the night Beis Shammai. And if you want to go with Rav Oishia reversed the girsa, fine, so it's even better. So this, in fact, was the opinion of Beis Hillel, so it's consistent with passing night Beis Hillel and everything. And that's what the Gemara says, Rav Oishia masni ipcha, in which case, in this particular scenario, we pass like Beis Hillel as well. So obviously, the final psak halacha, there is no difference between whether our girsa is correct or the girsa of Rav Oishia. And with this, we continue to the next machlekas. Remember, this parak is discussing, that's what it's called, Elu Dvarim. These are all the between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai with regard to Suda. If you remember, we're up to now the fourth, or I think maybe the fifth, machloikas between them. So says the Gemara, Beis Shammai oimrim neir umozein. Remember, there was a question with regard to Havdalah and Birkas Hamozein. What should be the correct order? So Beis Shammai says, Neir Umozein. So the Gemara says as follows, Rav Huna Bar Yehuda, Ikla Lebei Rava. So Rav Huna finds himself, he visits the house or the yeshiva of Rava. Chaz Yehle Rava, he sees Rava doing the following, De Borech Abasamim Beresha. And he sees that they're doing, he makes a bracha on the besamim first. Now, if you remember, what was the order? The way we have it in the Mishnah is, Beis Shammai said you do first the Neir, then the Mozoin, which means Birkas HaMozoin, then Besomim, and then Havdalah. Beis Hillel says, I agree with you that the Neir has to be first. I agree with you that the Havdalah is last, but it's the middle two that is the discussion. You said the Mozoin comes first and then the Besomim. I hold first the Besomim and then the Mozoin. So now, what did Rava do? Rav Huna noticed that Rava first made a bracha on the Besomim. So Amalei, so he says, Mechte, Beis Shammai uBeis Hillel, Amo'or loyplegi. He says, you will notice there is absolutely no machloikus between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai with regard to Mo'or, meaning with regard to the Neir. Why? To Tanya, because it's clearly stated, or the Tanan in our Mishnah, Beis Shammai Omrim Neir uMozoin Besomim Vavdala. UBeis Hillel Neir uBesomim Mozoin Vavdala. So again, what's Rav Huna's question? Rav Huna went to Rava and he saw that the first bracha that Rava made was on the Besomim. So why was that problematic? Mechti. Mechti means I don't understand. It's true there is a machlekas between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai, but nobody disagrees. Everybody holds that the first bracha has to be on the Mo'er, which is the Neir. The machlekas between them is only what you make a bracha on next. But everybody agrees, first up is the bracha on the Neir. In which case, I don't understand. Why did you first make a bracha on the Besomim? Don't tell me that you're paskening like a particular opinion, because nobody holds of what you just did. That's the Mechti. Mechti, after all, both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel both maintain you've got to make a bracha first on the Neir. So which opinion are you following? To make a bracha on the Besomim first? Says the Gemara, Oni Rava. So Rava responded and he said, Oni Rava Basrei. So Rava responded to his question and he said, Zu Divrei Rabbi Meir. That which you told me there's no machlekes between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai. And everybody agrees that the bracha on the Neir is first. Yes, that is the way that Rabbi Meir had the machlekes between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai. Avol Rabbi Yehuda Omer, but Rabbi Yehuda understood that the machlekes between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai is different. Because Rabbi Yehuda Omer, loy nechraku Beis Shammai u Beis Hillel al hamozoin shehu betchila. That everybody really holds that the mozoin should come first. Va'al havdalah shiva seif. So therefore, al man nechraku. So what is the machloikas? The machloikas is al hamor va'al besomim. She Beis Shammai oimrim al hamor va'achakach besomim. UBeis Hillel oimrim besomim va'achakach mor. So everything is fine and dandy. According to Rav Yehuda's understanding of the machloikas Beis Hillel Beis Shammai, the machloikas was a completely different machloikas, not like the way that Rav Meir understood. Rather, what is the machloikas? Everybody agrees that you make a Birkas HaMozoin first. Everybody agrees that the Birkas Havdalah is last. The question is, what's in the middle? Do you do Neir and then Besomim, or Besomim and then Neir? Beis Hillel, in fact, says you make Besomim, the bracha on Besomim first, which is the explanation. That's why I made a bracha on the Besomim first. Says the Gemara, and I think we all know this, Va'omar Rabbi Yochanan, Nahagu Ha'om K'Beis Hillel. Indeed, the general custom is like Beis Hillel, Aliba de Rabbi Yehuda. The minig, the general minig, and therefore the halacha, follows the opinion of Reb of Beis Hillel, as understood by Rabbi Yehuda. So what does that mean, as understood like Rabbi Yehuda? Because Rabbi Yehuda understood that what was Beis Hillel's opinion? You first make a bracha on Besomim, then on Neir, and then on Havdalah. And that is exactly what we do every Motzei Shabbos, my friends. Every Motzei Shabbos, what's the order? After the Hagofen, the first bracha is Barimni Besomim, next is Barimni Ha'esh, and the next bracha is the bracha of Hamavdo. Why do we do that? So we've just learned. This is now the source, this is the makor of the Seder HaDvorim that we know and we do every single Motzei Shabbos. Yeah, just give me 2 seconds, sorry. Okay, we move on. Says the Gemara, we're on the second wide line. Be Shammai Oimrim Sheboro. If you remember, there was a discussion also in the Mishnah. What is the exact brocha that you're supposed to be making on the Eish? Be Shammai says it is Sheboro. Sheboro Mo'ir Ha'esh is past tense. We're thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he created, past tense, brocha on the Eish. Whereas Be Silal says, no, it is Bo'irei Mo'irei Ha'esh. So there's a double difference. Sheboro means he created in the past, as opposed to Beis Hillel, it's in the present. Beis Shammai says it is Mo'or in the singular, as opposed to Beis Hillel, who says Mo'orei in the plural. And of course, we all know that's the bracha that we make. Bo'orei, plural, Mo'or in the present, Mo'orei, Ha'ish. So says the Gemara in explanation, Beis Shammai Oimrim Sheboro Omar Rava. There is an alternative gears at the side. Maybe it should be Omar Rava. Either way, Omar Rava Beboro Kulal Meloi Pligi Deboro Mashma Look at Rashi. The boro mashma lushe of our past tense. If you would say the word boro, boro, everybody agrees that boro means he created in the past, says Rashi, in which case, Lusha Ovar, if it has that connotation of meaning past tense, V'yofel O'imroi, well then it's a very good thing to say, makes sense on Motzei Shabbos, why? Sha'al Brias Ha'or Sheboro in the past, Besheshes, you may have Reishes, Meshabchinoisai. Why are we b'chlal lighting a fire on Motzah Shabbos? Says Rashi, Lafisha b'Motzah Shabbos Nivro, because fire, the whole concept, the whole existence of fire only came into being on a Motzah Shabbos. Kadamrinam b'Psachim. Therefore, if you would say on Motzah Shabbos, Boro Ma'ore Ha'esh, Boro would definitely mean past tense, and that would be very appropriate. Because in fact, that's exactly what you're referring to. You're referring to the Eish that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created past tense at Sheishes Yimei Breishes. So technically, everybody could agree that you could make a bracha Boro past tense Mo'iri Ha'esh, says the Gemara again, Omar Rabba. Boro, quote unquote, if you would say the word Boro, then Kula al Maloi Pligi de Boro Mashma, then nobody would disagree. All opinions would agree that that means created in the past, and that would be very appropriate to say. Ki Pligi, do you know when they're having a machloikas? Be Boire, quote unquote. Because Beishamai Soivrim, that boire actually means the osid lemivra. Boire means, not that boire literally means a future tense, but boire means the present, which means he's forever creating and will continue to create. And therefore, Beis Shammai says, therefore I cannot allow you to say that bracha on Motzah Shabbos. Why? Look at Rashi. Boire dovor shehu boire tomid. V'holoi shaycha hocha. That doesn't make any sense over here. Shahare kvar nivro. So Beis Shammai say, as far as I'm concerned, the correct translation of the word boire is not past tense, rather is present, and therefore means HaKadosh Baruch Hu is continuously creating fire. Says Beis Shammai, I'm sorry, I can't allow you to say that on Motzah Shabbos. He's not continuously creating fire. It was already created. You've got to say Bara past tense. Ube Silal Savri, that no. Boire, even if you say the word Boire, Nami de Bara Mashma, that also can be translated in the past tense as in HaKadosh Baruch Hu created. Therefore, I see nothing wrong, says Beis Hillel, in saying Boire. Unlike Beis Shammai, who understands Boire to be present and future, Beis Hillel translates the word Boire to be past as well, which is, of course, what we do. Says the Gemara, Mosiv Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef asked a big kasha, because we say it's a pasuk, we say it in davening, Yotzer Oir. Uvoire Choshech. Yotzer Horim Uboire Ruach. Boire Hashomayim Venoitehem. So what do you see? We have a number of psukim which say Yotzer Oir Uboire Choshech. All of those seem to mirror Beis Hillel's interpretation of Boire Mo'ire Ha'esh. So therefore, what's the problem? When you say in that Pasuk, Yotzer Oir, when did HaKadosh Baruch Hu create light? It's not creating it now. It was created in the beginning of Sheishes Yimei Breishes. So how can you tell me in the name of Beis Shammai that Boire means present? It's not true. We have a number of psukim that clearly indicate that Boire and Yotzer means past tense, mufurish, like Beis Hillel. Elo, Omar of Yosef, you're quite right. Bebara u Boire, both the word Bara and also the word Boire, kula alma loy pligi de Bara mashma. You're 100% right. Everybody agrees that that has past tense connotations. And for all these psukim of Boire and Yotzer, you're right, they can all be translated as past, and even Beis Shammai would agree. That's not the machlekes. What is the machlekes? Ki pligi b'mo'oir umo'oirei, whether it should be the lights, plural, or the light. Beishamai sovri choda nahoira ikka benura. Beishamai says, in every flame, in every fire, there's only one color. There's only really one light. And therefore, you've got to say mo'oir in the singular. However, ubeis hilal sovri, then no, I disagree. Tuva nahoiri ikka benura. There are several lights in a flame. So if you can't say mo'oir in the singular, you've got to say it in the past. And indeed, Tanya Nami Hochi, this is backed up by a Braisa. The Braisa says quite clearly that, yes, this is a machloikas. Omar omru lohem beis hilal beis shamai harbe mo'oirois yesh mo'oir. There are many lights in the candle, in a flame. Now, just before we close up, there is an obvious question, which I'm sure you all had. The Gemara initially held that everybody would agree that the word bora means HaKadosh Baruch Hu created in the past, and that would be appropriate. The word boirei is a machloikas. Beis Shammai says that boirei is present tense and it doesn't make sense. And Beis Hillel says, no, that boirei can also mean past tense. So we have an obvious question, l'chayel halacha. What do we do every Motzei Shabbos? We say, boirei mo'iri ha'esh, which means we are pasking like Beis Hillel. But one second, we could so easily have said bora, and then we would have satisfied both opinions. So why must we get involved in a machlekes if we can easily satisfy both opinions? Everybody agrees that bara is past tense. Nusa say bara and shalom al Yisrael. So look at Tosis, the last Tosis on the Amud. Bara kulam loy pligi v'im taimak. Hoyel v'loy pligi b'loshen bara, quote unquote. Since there is no machlokes with regard to the word bara, amai omar boirei. So why, in fact, do we, or more importantly, so why did Beis Hillel insist on Bayre? In other words, we were asking a question that we have a way of satisfying both opinions, but Tosis is in fact asking a more powerful question. Forget how we pasken. Why did Beis Hillel insist on Bayre? So what are you going to tell me? Because boire can also mean past tense. Okay, but so does bora. So why did Beis Hillel maintain that you've got to say boire? V'yeshloima, the loshen kro odif. Because it's best, if you can, to go with the loshen of the posuk. And at the end of the day, the loshen of the posuk is, as we said, yotzeroiru voire choshech. It doesn't say yotzar u bora. It says boire. So for Beis Hillel says, if I can use that word, I would prefer to do so because it's the Lashon of the Pasuk.
Beis Hillel's defense, I would say you could read it Borei, meaning whenever there's light, it's because Hashem created it.
Okay. In the past, right, correct.
Okay. And in the present,
Fine, we have to stop over here. Mitz Hashem, I guess we'll reconvene next on Sunday morning about Aleinu L'Teiva. And in the meanwhile, have a Purim Sameach, daven well today, very important, Keach HaTfilah, both today and on Purim. As we mentioned on the Bitochen Vad on Monday night, it's one of the big, big, big Yesodes of Purim. Should not be underestimated, the Keach of Tfilah. The whole Purim Nes came about through Tfilah. Kaveh El Hashem, Kol Kivecho Lo Yevoishu. All those who place their trust in Hashem, and of course that manifests itself in tefillah, will not end up being ashamed. And as we explained, why would you be ashamed? Because we might not have enough zechuyos. But in the time of the Purim Nes, they also didn't have enough zechuyos. Kadosh Baruch Hu essentially declared that they should be annihilated. Mordechai HaTzadik stepped in with a koyach of tefillah, and the rest, as they say, is history. So really, the basis, the holiest side of the Nes Purim, it all came about through tefillah. So there's many sources that suggest that both today and even more so tomorrow is an auspicious time for davening, and use the time well. Daven well, daven for yourselves, daven for others, and amidst Hashem, our tefillah should be answered. We should only hear besuras tevis, and everybody should have a Purim Sameach.
And everyone should hold by Ad Velo Ad Bichlal.
Purim Sameach.
Purim Sameach, everyone. Purim Sameach. Be well. All the best, everybody.